Second parak of Tainus, Mishnah Yud. Ein goyzim Tainus al tzibur reish chodesh b'chalak u'b'purim. Bezin would not set up a Tainus in a fashion that it would fall out on reish chodesh or on Chanukah and Purim. These are days where there's at least an inyan to eat, and more than that, there's an inyan not to fast. Gamaliel says that they made a seder of taniyos, like we learned before, a set of seven taniyos, and it just happened to work out that one of those days was Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. They would fast on that day. Amar Rabbi Meir, Afpi Shamar Rabbi Gamaliel in Mafsikim, Boydayu Shein Mashlimim. Even Shem Gamaliel said that if it had happened to work out that one of these fast days came out on Chanukah, Purim, or Rosh Chodesh, but they would not finish off the fast. They would eat a little bit before Shkiyas HaChama, so they should not be mamish technically fasting on these days, which is also betaynus. If Tisha B'av would come out on a Friday, then also they would not be mashal on the fast. They would eat before Shabbos, so they should not come to Shabbos when they are fasting. According to our calendar, no such a thing. There's only one fast that can come out of Friday, which is Asar B'Tevis. And we paskin that if it does come out on Friday, you do mashlim, you finish off the fast, you come into Shabbos fasting. We had that a few years ago, we had it once in a while. And the doctrine from the pasuk, it says, "Be'etzem ayoyim azeh." This is a yontif, not a yontif, this is a fast day, Mitzvah Hashem. When Mashiach comes, it will be transformed into a yontif. As a fast day, it's dafka on that day, it is not, it cannot be changed and switched to another day.